It's time for another MSU Extension update, and we welcome Connie Lang from MSU Extension to talk about the activities you've got going on, and we'll talk a little about sign-up itself for 4-H programs, but there's a specific program that we want to talk about, the Take the Lead program. Give us a little definition of what that's all about, Connie.
It's a leadership development program for middle school students. It's coming up in February, and it's for all middle school students, not just those that are in 4-H. It's for all.
So what kind of things will kids learn, be involved with, if they get signed up for the Take the Lead program?
Well, they'll learn about the four pillars of leadership that we've identified, and that means citizenship, community, challenge, and communication. And some of those things are learning to speak up and speak in front of a group, sharing your ideas, as well as being a part of the community and how to give back to the community. They'll also learn a little bit about handling the challenges that are a part of everyday life and not having them overcome you, as well as they will learn a little bit about communication and how important that is when you're a leader or when you're in the leadership role.
In a lot of cases, for most folks, they don't get exposed to this, or if ever, until they're an adult or maybe in college. This is a great step up for those kids to get a head start on that, isn't it?
Right. We see a lot of activities even at the high school level, but many of the young people are ready for leadership experiences in middle school, and this will just help them even more get ready for those leadership experiences that may come their way.
So. Yeah, whether they're involved in clubs, whether they're involved in the community projects, whether they become captains on sports teams. I mean, all that seems like it all fits together, doesn't it?
Correct. It just gives them a step up to do those kinds of leadership positions. Maybe gives them a little bit more self-confidence to say, sure, I can do that.
So what's the application process for kids to get involved in the Take the Lead program?
Applications will be available at our office. We'll try to drop some off at the schools as well, or they'll be on our blog spot too. They're due January 15th. They simply fill out the application, and then we do ask for a reference from a teacher for them to participate in the program, and just return it to our office by January 15th, and that's pretty much the process.
And as you said, it's not just for 4-H kids. It's really for any kid in the middle school level across Branch County.
Correct. And any adult who kind of sees those kids that just need an opportunity to shine, this would be their opportunity to learn those skills and help them bring forward their leadership ability.
Some of your local 4-H'ers had a chance to have a Toronto experience, too.
Right. We sent off 8 young people with 2 adults, and they are on their way to Toronto. The main highlight is the Winter Agricultural Fair there, but also it's kind of a foreign country experience right at our doorstep. They can learn about foreign currency, learn about the exchange of foreign currency using the sales tax difference, actually the currency difference, the rate difference, the mass transportation system there in Toronto is a lot much different than here in Branch County. So hopefully they'll become familiar with it and at ease and going to a major city and getting around, learning the subway, the streetcar, the bus system, and really be able to get a group around.
Great experience for those kids for that. 4-H sign-up is still underway. It's not too late for kids to sign up for 4-H, right?
No, it's not. Matter of fact, we can accept members anytime, but now is the best time. So clubs are just gearing up, getting their information in. So welcome anybody to come and find out more about 4-H.
Connie Lang from MSU Extension with us, focuses on 4-H and the programs involved there on this edition of our MSU Extension Update at AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.